As a teenager, I would say 13 years old or 14, I had an aunt that was in Fletcher Sanatorium. And she was in the sanatorium for a couple of months and brought a nurse home with her for the summer. And this nurse was an influence in my being interested in nursing as a career. I entered Culver Hospital in Montgomery County and obtained a diploma in nursing. Edna Humphrey, who was with the nursing registration at that time, influenced me to go to Indiana University and take some postgraduate work, which I did for 6 months. After my postgraduate work in June of 1915, I became the night supervisor, and for the next 16 years, my professional progress was dominated by Mrs. Ethelby Clark, who was very influential.
She was director?
She was director of nursing at the school at that time, for those years. Then after she left Cordelia Hoffman, I worked with her for, I think about 12 years, and maybe a little longer. And she and I worked together very closely, and she dominated some of my activities. And I was active in the Indiana State Nurses Association and the League of Nursing Education. I was secretary for the League 4 years and treasurer of the Indiana State Nurses Association 12 years.
We haven't touched on the routine of a nurse at that era. How many hours did you work on the wards? How many hours a day?
10. We had a half a day off each week, which started at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And, let's see, we worked a 60-hour week. A half a day on Sunday we had.
How about private duty nurses? What was their schedule?
Their schedule was a 20-hour day. At that time, they was on with the patient 20 hours off from 1 to 5 in the afternoon, relieved by probably some of the family.
How many days a week did they work?
Like 7.
What was their rate? What was the cost for them?
Well, when I became a nurse, first hour, the school, it was $25 a week.
Well, we've touched on many phases of history. What is your philosophy about nursing? What's most important to you in nurse practice?
Well, the patient is most important. And I think it's important that we keep up on the new all the new procedures and the progress that is being made. In my time, we didn't have all the mechanics that they have now. For example, we had no monitors for the heart, and we had no devices that helped. It had to be, of course they had blood pressure and they had things like that, but they didn't have all the mechanics that they have now. I mean, they didn't have in oxygen. We had oxygen machines later on in my career, but we didn't have them piped in like they have now. But I think it's important to alleviate your patient's fears and to be honest with your patient. And honesty is a great asset for a nurse. Anybody that isn't honest don't have any business in the profession. And I think it's important that we know something of the family and what is influencing the patient in many cases. And of course, there's a lot of testing going on now that we didn't have, such as arteriograms and brain scans and all that. We didn't have those things.
But when you were on duty, what was the nurse allowed to do for the patient? That has changed a great deal today.
Well, we were not allowed to do intravenouses, draw blood, or any of those kinds of things, which they're allowed to do now. And they give the intravenouses, the doctor gave the intravenous, or started the intravenous, you watched it. They didn't take blood pressure in those days. In the beginning, did before I quit.
Did they do temperatures?
Oh yes, they've done temperatures, and they've done all the treatments, such as enemas and douches and all that kind of thing. They've done all the treatments, but they didn't give intravenouses at that time. Mm-hmm. And
I suppose they drew the line in the, you made no incision into the skin.
No, we didn't make any incision. Mm-hmm.
What would you say about looking back over your career? Would you trade it?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't trade my career for anybody. Mm-hmm. I have enjoyed it. It's been hard. I've worked hard. And there's things I would change, but not any great.
What's the reward?
The reward is looking back at, I feel a job well done. And my reward is the people that I have associated with. And the service that I have been given, mm-hmm. able to give people.
Well, I thank you very much for helping us build our archives.